It's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Well, we should be thankful that we're not up in the northern plains this morning. The winds up there are just incredibly strong, sustained at 30 and 40 miles per hour with gusts of 70 miles per hour. Over the weekend, we saw these same winds impact a big part of Saskatchewan and parts of southwestern Manitoba this morning. And along with that wind, there's some rain falling as well, so it's pretty nasty up that way. The temperatures aren't terribly cold, but it is headed our way, at least as far as the little disturbance is concerned. We will see an increase in wind probably overnight tonight and tomorrow morning, but it won't be anything like what's occurring in the northern plains. We do have mostly fair skies this morning across a big part of the Midwest. There's a few clouds embedded in the central parts of the region, but for the most part, it's a beautiful morning. We're looking for temperatures to warm up this afternoon, starting off here this morning, mostly upper 50s and lower 60s, which isn't bad for middle of October. We're expecting the highs this afternoon to go ahead and warm across a big part of the region, and we will expect to see a lot of temperatures in the 70s and 80s across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. And we'll expect the warmth to abate, though, as we go through the day tomorrow and on into Wednesday as some cooler air does filter into the region. But these temperatures are still not going to be dropping below average, not for a few more days. We do have a reinforcing shot of colder air that will come along as we get into the latter part of this week, and it may be our coolest air mass of the season. We may see frost and freezes over a large part of the region, especially the northern half to two-thirds of the Midwest. And at that time, we may see the afternoon temperatures, let's say on Friday and Saturday, only in the upper 40s and 50s across the northern parts of the region. That's the Great Lakes region, maybe southward towards I-70. We'll look for temperatures in the southern parts of the region getting into the 50s and around 60 degrees when the coldest air is in place. And like I said, we will see some frost and potential freezes coming up, but it's not all that unusual for this time of the year. But compared to the temperatures over the weekend in the plains that were in the 90s, that's going to be quite a shock for a lot of folks. In fact, temperatures yesterday afternoon reached a record-setting 97 degrees at Fargo, North Dakota. Just to give you a bit of an example of how extreme our weather has been, normal highs there should be in the middle 50s for this time of the year. So certainly an interesting weekend. Precipitation was minimal across the Midwest, of course, over the weekend, and we did see some more rain, unfortunately, from parts of Tennessee and northwestern Alabama into South Carolina. That's the same area that was beaten up by excessive rains a week ago, and that was certainly unwelcome precipitation for those areas. But the good news is that they will be drying out this week. Parts of the Delta, the lower Mississippi River Basin area, has not seen much rain since the middle of September, and some areas have had less than an inch of rain since the middle of summer. So some of that Delta area is just hurting for moisture right now, and so is some of the winter wheat production areas from the Central Plains into even parts of the Midwest. We do need to see some rain come along, but we're not going to get it this week. Looks like the majority of the Midwest will stay basically dry. We do have a chance for a few showers in the Great Lakes region and maybe a few occurring from parts of Kentucky to Ohio as we get through the night tonight and early tomorrow as that cooler air mass, first one, arrives in the region. But don't look for the precipitation to have much impact. Fieldwork will advance just like normal as we get into the following day. There is a chance for some increased precipitation in the second week of the two-week outlook. That would be next week. We could see some rain and thunderstorms occur from the 19th to the 21st for across parts of the Midwest. We'll keep a close eye on that event. It's probably overdone, but it is our first opportunity for more generalized rain. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too, Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.